This is your devotion for Day 8, entitled, Beautiful Feet, prepared by Brother Jack Coleman. Today's devotion is based on Isaiah 52, 1-12, and Romans 10, 1-17. Beautiful Feet. Carlos was born in Killicali, caught a bullet to his head that left him bleeding badly. He lost everything in that moment except his life. He lost his hearing, lost his movement, he lost his sight. He laid there in a coma, but man, nobody cared. The gospel preached in his neighborhood, nobody dared. But Carlos got up out of that coma and was able to hear. A missionary shared the gospel in his open ears. He got saved, got trained, got disciplined. Back to the hood, you could find him preaching the Bible. He led a homie to Christ from his same hood, part of a church plant. Come on now. Ain't his name good? This is a blessing, but I'm stressing that this isn't the norm. We need leaders and believers to help carry it on. But who would minister in a sinister part of town? I pray that if Jesus is calling, you would be found. Go, 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 and run with those beautiful feet. Go, 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 you hold the truth that saves, so shout it to the world. They can't believe in something they ain't never heard. Go, 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 run with those beautiful feet. I pray to God that you be burdened for beautiful feet. The lyrics you see here were written and recorded by a Christian rap artist named Lecrae, and the song is titled Beautiful Feet. I will say at the onset that as a 56-year-old man, hip-hop/rap music is way out of my comfort zone. But I believe I was directed to this piece by the Holy Spirit because of the way it came across. I don't listen to hip-hop music of any kind simply because it isn't appealing to me. And if someone had recommended that I listen to someone named Lecrae performing Christian hip-hop music, I would probably have respectfully declined. But I had already decided to use the passages from Isaiah and Romans. And when I went looking for some music related to Beautiful Feet, this music was all I could find. I read the lyrics before I listened to the music and was taken with the spiritual truth of the message. And after hearing the music, I went looking for info about a guy named Lecrae. This guy is a powerful spiritual force for the truth of God's word and the message of the gospel. Left to my own preferences, I would never have wanted to know about him. If you are like me, a more experienced adult, relaxed, you're thinking enough to see new ways to reach the younger generations coming from a different background, and maybe, if necessary, find a younger person to explain the cryptic phrases. If you're a person who likes Christian hip-hop/rap, show respect to the wiser, more experienced generation and turn down the volume a bit. In Isaiah 52, we find the prophet envisioning Isaiah's return to the promised land after being exiled to Babylon as punishment for ignoring God's required covenant commands. When we go to Romans 10, we see Paul broadening this millennial reference to the preaching of the gospel in the kingdom to include the preaching of the gospel of God's grace from the time of Jesus on, the church age. Isaiah 52:7 tells us that the feet of those who proclaim the good news of the gospel are beautiful. Beauty is not something we typically associate with feet, but the idea here is that those who receive the gospel are so joyous to obtain it that they welcome every aspect of those who bring it to them. Isaiah describes this good news as being a proclamation of peace and good tidings and a declaration of salvation which comes from the truth living God who reigns faithfully. Those who are seeking his kingdom will see Christ vividly as close as we are to each other, eye to eye, when he returns to gather his bride, verse 8. This is a portrayal of two people so close that they peer into each other's eyes intently. We look at Romans 10 and we see Paul putting Isaiah's prophetic words of good news into the perspective of the New Testament, New Covenant Messiah. Paul emphasizes that there's no distinction of social status, race, nationality, language, or any other man-made area of division restricting who can come to Christ for forgiveness and salvation, verse 12 and 13. Other than those who will receive the gospel, call on the name of Jesus and be saved, and those who will reject Christ. Then Paul asks a series of rhetorical questions in verses 14 and 15. Paul's focal point in these questions is that a clear presentation of the gospel, the good news message, must precede truth-saving faith. True faith always has content, the revealed word of God. Salvation can only be found by those who hear and believe the facts of the gospel and through the believer's efforts and labors of compassion in providing the facts of the gospel to the lost, desperate people. Their feet are rendered beautiful, verse 15. Only through hearing the message of the substitutionary death of Christ from believers who follow the command of Christ to share can faith come, verse 17. Shrimp gives us the perfect opportunity to go and go with those beautiful feet that Lecrae encourages us to do. I pray that we all would be burdened to be found with beautiful feet. This concludes your devotion for day 8.